Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we haven't really talked about this much. Brian Daboll got fired on Monday by the Giants. I wonder if it was as simple as it was time at 2-8 and they were bad and his record had stunk since he was the coach of the year and they made the playoffs in his first season. Or if part of this was that they blamed him for Jackson Dart getting hurt because he's been running a bunch and got hurt again running this week while they were up in the fourth quarter of a game. Maybe it's a little bit of both, but I wonder if ownership went to him and was like, dude, this is the franchise. Why are we running him with a lead in the fourth quarter? We've got running backs for that. But you're seeing that more and more and more that he's a good little player. His numbers stack up really, really well side by side with like Jaden Daniels through this many games of his career. I've seen those numbers circulating. Now, I will say it's so different. Daniels was winning football games in close games or with the lead having to put up those same numbers. Dart is playing oftentimes way behind or in these shootout fourth quarter games where he's amassing and compiling stats basically. Like, there's no, to me, it's
not apples to apples, but the point stands that they found something there. They got something.
Yeah. I think so, but there's no comparing for the people trying to do that. Like, the impressiveness of Daniel's rookie year, which was historical, and Jackson Dart's, which has statistically been awesome. But if you look at it, it's 10 touchdowns and just 3 interceptions. Passing, rushing the football, he's been actually very, very solid. You know, he can make plays. He's an
7
athlete.
Rushing touchdowns. Pretty remarkable, man. It's like Cam Newton type stuff. So, yeah, I mean, to me, this is, I always think of things this way. When there's a disaster, the people in charge only have so many levers. So Brian Daboll had a couple levers that he could pull. His first lever, one of the only ones, was to bench Russell Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, Jackson Dart. Now, it begs the question, shouldn't we have done that sooner, given what we've got here in Jackson Dart? But that's beside the point.
They did it pretty quick.
That's one of the levers that he can pull. So he pulled that one. And now you're just on borrowed time as the losses continue to compound. His... You know, the blowing of the leads, the sprinting into the blue tent, the, you know, frankly undignified, please be a leader of men coaching behavior, I think contributes to it. But Joe Shane's got levers too. This is his last lever, is to fire Brian Daboll. He's on the chopping block next, and the owner has the ultimate lever, which is the trapdoor button below the GM. That's all it is to me, is they've lost in galling fashion. They've had leads. They can't wait to collapse in every game. They're 2-8. They're not going anywhere. Shane deserves as much, if not more, blame than Brian Daboll for their predicament. But he's not firing himself. The owner will do that after the season,
I think. Well, it actually sounds like he could survive this.
And maybe he does, which is insane.
I guess we'll see what happens between now and the end of the year. If they're able to steal games against either or some of Detroit, Green Bay, New England before their bye, and then beat Washington and Minnesota and Vegas or something, if they were to go .500 the rest of the way, maybe Joe Shane saves his job. There's a lot of talk about their drafts. And that they've been maybe better than people think recently. I don't really see it, but to me, you blow both of them out. He picked the coach, and then you start over with GM and head coach. But this is just such a terrible way to operate with a young quarterback. And we talk about this all the time. But when you have a guy drafted by an embattled regime that is almost likely to get fired, not certainty, but likely going to be out after the year, You need to do it too early, not too late. The drafting of a quarterback to then hire a coach that inherits this player they didn't choose.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Which is the worst part of it. The best part is, and still bad, that this guy, let's say he's liked by the new coach who wants to come work with him, has to learn a whole new offense.
Yeah.
Like, that's still a bad thing that you're doing, even if the next marriage with the next head coach goes really, really well. Now, Dart in 2 years will run two offenses, two play callers, two coordinators. It's a really good way to ruin the development of your quarterback. And it's one of the reasons why the Giants have been awful for the last bunch of years.
Yeah, just ask Washington or Chicago or anybody else that's constantly in quarterback draft and off parts of the cycle. Then coach gets fired. You start over, ruin the development. I mean, what Caleb Williams has done in his second year is, I'd say, pretty remarkable given the, you know, you're almost like trying to run the race and everyone else has a couple lap head start and you're not even stretched yet. So you're setting quarterbacks back in terms of that kind of development. It's the ultimate hallmark of dysfunction. And now you are doing the same thing if you're New York in a very familiar type way. It was only finally here that they broke the cycle after so many decades of this constant ebb and flow of ineptitude where someone inherits somebody or somebody's now under contract for a couple more years that they didn't necessarily want and they sort of agreed to have to work with them. And Jay Gruden's entire tenure was marred by that. Inherited Griffin, then they drafted someone else that he wasn't that thrilled with, and then that guy is going to go. Now we got to start over with that guy. Just a disaster. It's never going to work that way.
I'm glad you brought up Caleb Williams, because while he's made significant strides this year, and there's no doubt he's in a way better place than he was a year ago, remember training camp or the preseason and some of the storylines? You remember?
Yeah, of course.
Like, he wasn't picking up the offense, and they're having to rip pages out of the playbook, and then you get the video of him missing the net when he's throwing, and everything was very negative. That's what you're bringing on your young quarterback. And it's not like it's been great. Just a couple weeks ago against the Ravens, he laid an egg in a game they should have won. His completion percentage this year is only 60.8%. He still misses a lot of throws. He's still trying to figure it out. He has the benefit of working with a savant and Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
And so he's going to keep getting better. That offense is going to keep getting better. The development of Caleb Williams is going to be entrusted to somebody really, really good, but you just don't know who's the guy Jackson Dart's going to work with. And I've already seen the stories, and I can't believe it, but this is where we are, where a bunch of the people out of New York, clearly talking to somebody with either ownership or somebody in the building, saying it's time to hire a defensive-minded head coach. You know, we've tried the offensive-minded thing here too much. They're talking about Brian Daboll, and I think Joe Judge was like a special teams guy, but you know, we've had these guys come in here. Pat Shurmur was the coach of the Giants at one point. We need a disciplinarian, defensive-minded culture builder. I heard Mike Garofalo, who's a New York-based guy, I think, or Philly-based, one of them, but he was saying yesterday on NFL Network, they need a leader of men. That's code word for defensive-minded, you know, basically a Dan Quinn type guy,
yep.
Even if it's a retread. They're all going to now go out and try to find the next Tom Coughlin. No. You need the best person to get the most out of Jackson Dart. Who is that? To me, I don't know why teams don't think this way. If you have unearthed the gem, which is the quarterback who could be your franchise player, Danny, what am I missing here? Every decision you make should be about making sure that Jackson Dart becomes the best version of himself, because the rest will take care of itself. If Jaden Daniels is a superstar, the Commanders are going to be in the playoffs almost every year in perpetuity, like the Bills, like the Chiefs, like the Ravens, like the Bengals when Joe Burrow doesn't die, which is every other season for 10 weeks at a time.
Yeah, like the Packers were under Rodgers.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is the ultimate hallmark of stability.
Empower your quarterback, hire a play caller, get that relationship right. That's what they should be thinking. But instead, all the storylines are disciplinarian, defensive-minded guy. And now you're signing up for potentially your coordinators leaving every couple of years. See the Texans with DeMeco Ryans and C.J. Stroud, where you're just on this merry-go-round of trying to learn offenses. It's a really bad thing for a young player.
Yeah, the cheat code, so to speak, or the easiest way to be good. I'm not talking about win Super Bowls, but to be good is to have what you're talking about. You have a quarterback that's good, right? Because it's one thing you have to get right. Now, it's the hardest thing to get right. It's the hardest thing in sports to get right, right? There's a reason so much money is being paid and so many high draft picks are being thrown in the hopes that one of these saviors comes in and makes everybody glosses over all the wrinkles and all the bags under your eyes and all the fat and everything that doesn't look very good. That's the easiest way to be good. To be great, you've got to have a million great calls. You got to, you know, get, you know, the 53rd guy's got to be perfect. The undrafted free agent's got to work. You got to get health. You got to have a bunch of things that break your way. But to be a 9 or 10 win team in this league, you get a quarterback right. And sometimes you run into those good years where it's 13 wins or 14, you got home field advantage, and, you know, God willing, you hoist a trophy or you have a chance at it. But setting that guy up and basically saying, we're going to try to keep having to get a bunch more calls right, it's just mathematically harder, right? Where you've got to make sure you nail the offensive coordinator that's good, but not too good, so he doesn't get a head coaching job in a year. You got to make sure you nail every bit of personnel to, you know, if you're not going to elevate that quarterback. I just think it's too hard.
It's really hard. And they got to get it right if they're going to get back into the conversation in the NFC East.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.